purpose of university is to find a suitable husband. Rose has already done that. Look, here comes that vulgar brown woman. Quickly, get up before she sits with us.
Hello, girls. I was hoping I'd catch you at tea.
We're awfully sorry you missed it. The Countess and I were just off to take the air on the boat deck.
What a lovely idea. I need to catch up on my gossip. Countess?
So you've not yet lit the last four boilers?
No, I don't see the need. We are making excellent time.
The Preston is the size of Titanic. Now I want them to marvel at her speed. We must give them something new to print. This maiden voyage of Titanic must make headlines.
Mr. Ismay, I would prefer not to push the engines until they've been properly run in.
Of course, I'm just a passenger. I leave it to your good offices to decide what's best. What a glorious end to your final crossing if we were to get into New York on Tuesday night and surprise them all. Make the morning papers. Retire with a bang, eh, EJ? Good man.
Well, after that, I worked on a squid boat in Monterey. Then I went down to Los Angeles to the pier in Santa Monica and started doing portraits there for 10 cents apiece.
Why can't I be like you, Jack? Just head out for the horizon whenever I feel like it. See, we'll go there sometime, to that pier. Even if we only ever just talk about it.
No, we'll do it. We'll drink cheap beer. We'll ride on the roller coaster till we throw up. Then we'll ride horses on the beach, right in the surf. No, but you'll have to do it like a real cowboy. None of that side saddle stuff.
You mean one leg on each side?
Yeah.
Can you show me?
Sure, if you like.
Teach me to ride like a man.
And chew tobacco like a man.
And spit like a man.
What, they didn't teach you that in finishing school?
No.
Well, come on, I'll show you. Let's do it.
What?
I'll show you how. Come on.
Jack!
Oh, come
no,
on.
Jack! No! Wait, Jack!
Come on.
No, Jack, come I couldn't on. Possibly, Jack.
Watch closely.
That's disgusting!
All right, your turn. That was pitiful. Come on, you really gotta hock it back, you know? Get some leverage to it and use your arms. Arc your neck. Can you see the range on that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go. Oh, that was better. You gotta work on it.
Really?
Really try and hock it up and get some body to it, you know? You gotta...
Mother! May I introduce Jack Dawson?
Charmed, I'm sure. The others were gracious and curious about the man who'd saved my life. But my mother looked at him like an insect, a dangerous insect, which must be squashed quickly.
Well, Jack, sounds like you're a good man to have around in a sticky spot. Why did they always insist on announcing dinner like a damn cavalry charge?
Shall we go dress, Mother? See you at dinner, Jack.
Son? Son! Do you have the slightest comprehension what you're doing?
Not really.
Well, you're about to go into the snake pit. What are you planning to wear? I figured. Come on.
I was right. You and my son are just about the same size.
Pretty close.
You shine up like a new penny.
Good evening, sir.
Jin Jin.